It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for January 19th of 2026. The dingbat MAGA Michigan Republican Congresswoman from the Thumb Region, Lisa McClain, got herself in some trouble last fall when she got caught failing to disclose some financial stock trades made by her husband. As reported by Michigan Advance's Ben Solis in that story from last October, Lisa McClain violated a law aimed at preventing conflicts of interest for the second time by being late to report financial stock trades made by her husband. That story described how Lisa McClain was late to publicly disclose between $360,000 and $900,000 in trades made by her husband. I wonder what that's like to have so much play money sitting around to do such things. However, this one part from that story last fall continues to bother me, and Ben Solis from Michigan Advance wrote, "One of the trades in question was placed after the stock price rose for Palantir Technologies, a government contractor co-founded by controversial Silicon Valley figure Peter Thiel, who has deep ties to Vice President J.D. Vance and former Department of Government efficiency head Elon Musk, and was instrumental in helping re-elect President Donald Trump." Now, of course, for those of you who don't know, Peter Thiel is the tech bro billionaire who basically bankrolled J.D. Vance's Ohio Senate campaign a few years ago. Also, Peter Thiel's Palantir Technologies received around $30 million in government contracts to provide tracking software so the Trump regime's ICE Gestapo could track suspected undocumented citizens and disappear them off the street, according to David Dayen of the American Prospect. But I digress. Well, fast forward to the present time as Lisa McClain and her husband are back in the news for more questionable stock trading. Donald Shaw from the online publication called Sludge, which tracks money in politics, unveiled a story detailing how Lisa and her husband made a little private investment in Elon's AI company days before the Trump regime's Defense Department announced plans to expand Elon's company in military systems this past December. According to that Sludge article, McClain's husband purchased between $100,000 and $250,000 in private stock of XAI on December 15th of 2026. Lisa McClain appeared with Dear Leader Trump and other senior regime members at various meetings, including, as Shaw reports, a December 3rd White House event to announce ways to lower car costs shortly before the stock purchase. Shaw continued in his Sludge report, saying, "Days after the McClains made the stock purchase, on December 22nd, the Defense Department announced plans to integrate Elon's XAI Grok models into an AI platform system designed to handle unclassified military information and deliver real-time insights for Defense Department personnel." And I'm guessing this is to help prevent that fiasco when the regime's drunken Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth shared classified info on that Signal app. But there's one more part here. Last week on January 13th, Hegseth announced a major expansion of the military's integration of Elon's Grok artificial intelligence, where it would have access to classified Pentagon networks. Huh. Interesting how Lisa McClain and her husband suddenly infused so much of an investment just days before that investment would gain a substantial government contract. Now, I know, as Shaw explains, there's no public evidence showing McClain received any kind of private information on the stock in question. But is it really a reach to presume that somebody told Lisa and her husband something? It's just despicable that a person like Lisa McClain, who voted just last week against a measure to extend the Obamacare tax credits for 3 years, it did pass the House, although it's probably not going to pass the Senate. It's just despicable that she does things like that, while at the same time uses her power and her connections to enrich herself and her family thanks to her close ties to the Dear Leader Trump regime. That's not putting America first, and that's not law and order. And like her Dear Leader Trump, Lisa McClain has no problem just casually flipping off the working class in her district because she knows she's untouchable. And who says government doesn't create jobs or wealth as long as you stick close to the Trump regime? A mighty fine day's work there, Lisa McClain. A mighty fine day's work. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.